Nolte, left-wing New York repudiates Black Lives Matter with Eric Adams' victory. By John Nolte on July 7, 2021. Eric Adams' victory in New York City's Democrat mayoral primary could very well be remembered as the moment that marked the end of Black Lives Matter, an odious and evil left-wing terrorist organization. New York City is one of the most left-wing cities in the world, much less the country, and its Democrats still chose Adams, a former Republican and police officer, who ran specifically on the issue of restoring law and order to the increasingly embattled Big Apple. On Tuesday night, after 8 disastrous years of urban decline under socialist, social justice warrior Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., we learned that New York voters have desperately reached out for everything the terrorists in Black Lives Matter stand against. Granted, Adams's win was a squeaker, one that almost certainly means he'll become the next mayor, but the choice New Yorkers had was a stark one. Nothing stopped them from choosing another de Blasio, which meant more police reform, which meant more violent crime, more shootings and murders, and declining quality of life. New Yorkers also had the option to move to the left of de Blasio. Instead, though, they took a sharp turn to the right with a candidate who openly opposes defunding the police and who says things like, "If Black lives really matter, it can't only be against police abuse. It has to be against the violence that's ripping apart our communities." Today, the Democrat Party is waking up to a changing world, one in which a left-leaning city flatly rejected Black Lives Matter, the very terrorist group of brown shirts the left saw as its way to a fascist future. This comes as no surprise, although it did happen sooner than expected. Regardless, early last year, when all this terrorism first launched, I wrote the following. Don't worry, it won't last forever. These things never do. It's a phase, and if you fly over it at 30,000 feet, what you will see is that all this social justice systemic racism defund the police nonsense comes down to one thing. The Democrat Party is returning to its soft on crime roots, and in the end, this will not end well for Democrats. Unfortunately, it's going to take a while for voters to come to their senses. Things are going to get worse before they get better. Thankfully, this worsening will be contained in Democrat-run cities. I'm no sage. You don't have to be a genius to look back a few decades and learn from a recent past where the Democrat Party's soft-on-crime anarchy got wiped out by a generation of voters. Even Democrats will only put up with the instability of criminal violence for so long, especially in a country where they can vote against it. Whatever your ideology, people want to be safe, feel safe, and want their children safe. The other good news is that the left's gaslighting campaign failed. The Democrat Party and their allies in the establishment media, big tech, academia, and Hollywood can try to gaslight the public all day long, even with fake polls and fact checks, into believing it's progressive to empty prisons, end bail, and tie the hands of police officers. But at the end of the day, only chaos, despair, and blood can come from such things, and voters have recourse. The ballot box is where the truth comes out. And the truth this morning is that even the most left-wing voters in the country reject the cancer that is Black Lives Matter. If we are for safety, we need the NYPD, reads Adams' campaign website. The question now is whether or not Adams follows through. If he is what he says he is, if he truly does have the moral courage to do what Rudy Giuliani did to save a city by way of enforcement of the law. But that's another issue, and frankly, not my problem. That's New York's problem. I could not care less. I don't live in a Democrat-run shithole. I live in rural MAGA country where we all own guns. And there's no shooting crisis, where people of all races and backgrounds live together in harmony, where there are fewer hate crimes and zero race riots, where the streets, air, and water are clean, where life is as good as it gets. What I do know is that a man who stands against everything Black Lives Matter stands for just won a Democrat primary in left-wing New York. What I do know is that all those soft-on-crime Democrats who confused MSNBC and KMLA with the real world are shaking in their boots. The writing is on the wall, and no amount of propaganda can change the fact that everything Black Lives Matter stands for is evil and destructive and that the people know it. Things are about to get interesting with things moving this fast and the 2022 midterms right around the corner. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.